And so
Come on,
probably part of the question
you
also
can say,
probably
okay.
whether is the how do you measure the gravity for the non-action part of your sins?
The sin of omission, you mean?
Yes, the sin of omission. Or
actually, they are equal in terms of gravity. They're equal. Remember, okay. Look, I want to use here the image scriptures, okay, about sin. Okay.
Father, sorry, you got cut for a few seconds. Your last statement was you would like to use the image of
the images used in the Old Testament for sin. Kasi in the New Testament, we have sin as breaking God's law, God's commandment, no, shown to us in Jesus Christ. Okay, that is rejecting Jesus, rejecting the law of Jesus. But in the Old Testament, para mas maintindihan ninyo yung gravity ng omission, okay? One important notion of sin is yung tinatawag nila na hatah, H-A-T-T-A-H, hatah, no? Which means missing the mark. Tatlo yun eh. Hatah, okay? Awon, pesha. Awon, A-W-O-N, will be rebellion. Pesha will mean perversity or the defect of character or some a disorder of the sinner inside. So, tatlo yung notions ng sin sa Old Testament. But I want to go to the first, hatah. Hatah, awon, pesha. Hatah is missing the mark. Pesha, P-E-S-H-A, pesha is perversity or depravity or defect. And awon, A-W-O-N, is rebellion, transgression. That is most often, that is our notion of sin. It is transgression. It is committing something, a conscious choice that destroys our relationship with God and our relationship with other people. Madalas yun ang tingin natin, right? Tama ba ako? Pag sinabing sin, something that you have committed that destroys your relationship with God. But let's go to that Old Testament notion of hahatah or missing the mark. It focuses on the offense. So offense, it is something that offends. It's an offense, something that hurts God or other people. And how do you offend? By failing to meet your obligations to God and to other people. Okay? To God or to other people. See? You miss the mark. Para bang may target ka. May target ka. Yung, alam yung arrow? Yung bow and arrow? No? Na-miss mo yung mark. No? Hindi mo na-target yung center. You miss the mark. So, meron kang dapat na tumbukin. Pero hindi mo. You miss the mark. Hindi mo nagawa. So, that will be what it means. The sin of omission is as grave and serious as sin of commission because you're supposed to do something. Example, helping a person in need, especially in a life and death situation, or extending charity to people in need who are hungry. Sasabihin mo, hindi, ano yan eh, trabaho ng gobyerno yan eh. But you have the capacity to help. That is a sin of omission. O kaya, there is a truth that you have to say because that truth will save the face of another person. But you would rather keep your mouth shut because you don't want, no, to be part of it. Ayaw mong madamay. So, that is part of covering the truth. Okay? You see, po pwede na hindi mo ginawa. Pwede wala naman akong ginawa. Yun nga, masama. Hindi mo ginawa yung dapat mong gawin in the name of what? Virtue. Hindi mo ginawa, you did not do what you are supposed to do. And what would be that virtue that you have failed to practice? Is that prudence? Is that fortitude?
Prudence?
No, justice.
Ay, okay.
Justice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it is giving what is due.
Mm-hmm.
So, natanda, na ano yung hatah? That is Old Testament. Hatah means you miss the mark. Missing the mark. So it's not just doing things. It's also failing to do things that you're supposed to do. Especially things that you owe to other people or that God deserves from us. Okay?
Okay, Father.
Okay, Father. Thank you.
Other questions?
Okay, so we would have questions.
I think earlier, Father, Sister Jeanette raised some points about the morality of passions. Sister Jeanette, would you like to elaborate on that? Nakamute pa ata, Liberty.
Hindi, marunong na siya mag-unmute eh. O sige, ako na mag-unmute. Okay. O yan ah.
Okay.
Actually, you can actually unmute yourselves. Ang problema kasi, when you kept it unmuted, and then you make noise, that's the problem. But you are free to unmute yourselves, but please remember to mute back para walang maingay. Thank you. Jeanette?
It's as I remembered, it's about these passions or emotions are actually neutral unless they are unless you act. And going back to this act, intention, and circumstances, is is anger or being angry if you are angry or anger are you already committing a sin?
Okay. Okay, that you are correct in saying that anger like sadness, like fear, like love even, are passions. They are principal passions. And as passions, they are affections. They are feelings. No? And our principle in morality is by our emotions, by our feelings, we are kind of, we have that, we are able to determine that something is good and something is evil by just suspecting it. You see? Because passions are not deliberate. They are emotions. They just happen to us. It's neither morally good or morally evil. But the warning is, they can aggravate, they can engage our reason and our will. Then it becomes morally good and morally evil. Like for example, anger. No? Anger per se is something that comes to you naturally. No, you get suddenly the feeling of anger. No, because you see something wrong. in itself, it is not actually evil. Because it is a reaction to something evil. It intuits what is evil. Kaya, that is actually a criterion. Hindi ba, pagka nagagalit ang magulang natin, alam natin meron tayong ginawang masama. Alam natin yon. Pagka galit ang tatay, galit ang nanay, iisipin mo, ano ba yung, di ba? Why do we think, bakit galit si nanay, bakit galit si tatay? Did I do something wrong? Di ba parang yun ang iniisip agad natin? Napapaalo ka, napapa-examination of conscience kang bigla. Di ba? Kapag yung somebody is angry at you, o halimbawa pa, Meng is suddenly angry at, Raul, no? Meng is suddenly angry. Will you not ask yourself, did I do something wrong that makes Meng angry? Correct, Raul? Raul does not react.
No. Can you hear me, Father?
He does not react. Can you hear me, Raul?
Yeah, I hear you.
Di ba, that happens when suddenly the person is seemingly silent and angry. You tend to ask yourself, did I do something wrong? Right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, correct. That happens even with our parents. So, you see, that is, you already have a suspicion that something is wrong. Now, what will make anger sinful? Yun ang tanong ni Sister Janet. What will make anger sinful? What will make that passion that is otherwise not good or evil at all, what will make it aggravate? What will aggravate it and make it sinful if you act on your anger, no? If you act on your anger with a violent action, with a violent word, a violent gesture, it will make anger sinful because you act on it with violence.
Father?
Yes.
A while back, we had the example of Jesus drawing all these tables around the temples. And Jesus, of course, showed his anger. Of course, we know that it is not a sin for him because he is, of course, without sin. But I just want to add, at the very first part of the morality of passion, it made mention there that if the intention is of love, you become angry and you act on it because you love, then it can be a holy anger. Is
yes.
that possible? That's
correct.
That's correct. Correct. Okay.
Yes, correct.
It's not just
and you can classify the anger of Jesus there as his love for his Father.
Exactly.
As an expression of his passion and love for his Father.
Yeah. So it's not just the physical demonstration of anger, like the act of it, but unexpressed love in your heart is in itself an expression that is not seen, right?
But it depends. If the expression destroys the other person, then it becomes sinful. It's not just expressing. It's expressing in love or expressing in your passion for a cause. But it should not be violent that it destroys another person. It destroys life. If Jesus killed another person because of his love for the Father, that would be wrong. Jesus would have sinned if he did that. Okay?
Okay, we have three people raising their hand. I didn't see the sequence, but
You can just call them and call them because I cannot see them from here.
Okay. I will ask then. Okay, Malu, you are unmuted already. Go ahead.
Yes. Father, when you committed a sinful act because of passion, that is actually passion in this regard is actually always a mitigating circumstance.
Yeah, opo. Totoo yun.
Okay.
That passion is a part of the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay.
If you killed a person, that is the object, no? You kill a person,
yes,
that is inherently evil. Number two, your intention is to take revenge because of an injustice that is done to you. And
yes,
that is done out of anger. That is the circumstance, passion.
Yes.
That is mitigating.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, then we have Logi.
There, for yung nabanggit natin kanina regarding Jesus get mad on throwing is just like on the temple. That is also what we call he wants to teach or he wants to correct the Jews that is wrong selling in his father's house. So sin there is good, something like that.
Jesus did not sin.
What is it? The correct, the anger. I'm sorry to say, the anger of Jesus there is correct, just because he wants.
The anger is something positive.
Yes, positive. That's right, Father. What I mean. If you sing in correcting people who are sinful, something like
that. In fact, it's like a thermometer.
Like.
Okay? Anger is like a thermometer. Diba thermometer is what you use para malaman mo if you are sick or if you have fever or... Okay, anger is like that. Anger is like a thermometer in your inside you because it gives you somehow the what do you call that? It gives you the indication that you are reacting to something wrong.
Yes.
Okay? That you are not just indifferent to a situation, mm-hmm, especially in front of injustice.
Okay.
Anger will be the minimum reaction to an injustice. Because you have to act on it in order to rectify the injustice. Now, it can be violent or non-violent. Kaya ang sinasabi ko sa inyo, anger can aggravate. Okay? It can engage your reason and your will. It can make a sinful act because of anger. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Father.
So we have another one. I think this is Ami. Ami?
Yes. Actually,
hello,
it was
Ami,
already...
You're there.
Hello, Father. Tumaba tayong dalawa. Anyway, actually, it has something to do with the previous two questions. Let me just go back. I think it was answered, but let me just go back to what I was thinking of. And the example of Meng and Raul, nagalit si Meng for some reasons. Nag-react si Raul. Raul reacted. He got angry and violence came in. And this is the sin. But passions, Father, are they have stimulus. They are created because of some stimulus, like you said, no? Nagalit si Raul because Meng was galit. Ngayon, nagkasala itong si Raul kasi pinatulan niya. Yung ba yun, Father? He should have just kept quiet.
Okay. Yes, I'm
so,
sure.
Not to cremate a sin.
Okay. This is... let me make some clarification. When I said na, when a person seems to be angry, no? Angry, in your perception, whose perception... The perception of Raul that Meng is angry. And indeed, Meng is angry. Para bang ang tendency, the spontaneous tendency natin is to check ourselves. Did I do something wrong that made that person angry on the part of Raul? Did I do or say anything that
suddenly made men angry. Okay? Yun ang sinasabi ko. But, this is the problem. You reacted to that anger without knowing what is the source of that anger. Because men may not be angry at Raul at all. Men may be angry because of a telephone call that she just received from somebody. That's why she's angry. And then Raul suddenly reacted to that anger. No? What do you call that? you reacted wrongly, no, to it. Kaya, what is the recommendation when it comes to passion? Any passion at all? Any passion?
You have to use your reason.
Huh? No. When you are too afraid, when you are too frightened, or afraid yon, when you are so angry, and even when you're so happy, ano ang recommendation sa atin?
Cautious. Prudence.
That you, P-A-U-S-E. Pause. You pause.
Pause. Think.
Yes. Think. You pause. Think. Okay? Sinasabi nga nila, when you are too angry, do not say anything because your words will be hurting. When you are too happy, do not make promises because you will not fulfill them. Okay? When you are overwhelmed with passion, it's better to keep quiet than to say anything or do anything, really. Because you may regret that. You may regret it afterwards. Kasi emotions would subdue. Kaya nga, emotions are not a good indicator for saying that a person has done something wrong or something that is immoral. Because emotions are temporary. Emotions are fleeting. See? Okay, Bayon?
Okay, just to add from the discussions earlier, the thing is that we have what we call negative and positive emotions. So, for example, happiness is positive, whereas anger, sadness, they are negative emotions. And oftentimes, these are translated into good and bad emotions. So then what happened is that when angry is considered as being bad, although they are negative emotionally, etc., from a psychological point of view. But then when you associate it, or when people start to label them as bad, therefore, when you're angry, you're bad. Therefore, if being angry is bad, therefore you sin. So that's how earlier the part of the discussion, and that's why it was later on clarified that emotions are themselves neutral, because you can actually be happy and start shooting people out of happiness, and it's right. The act that. That made it sinful. So,
yeah. Correct.
Father, I have a second question.
Please.
One of the basic notions in the Old Testament for what is called sin is, aside from yung hata, Father, is di ba yung perversity, yung awon, which
awon,
is
yeah.
supposed to be perversity.
Rebellion.
Now, rebellion, perversity, rebellion. Rebellion po, Father, di ba yung pesha yon?
Pesha is perversity.
Which is our awon po. Awon, di ba yun yung perversity? Or being deprived or something?
Awon is rebellion. Awon is rebellion. And perversity is pesha.
Sige, okay. I'm going to the pesha, Father, yung perversity. Or being deprived of something. Now, if a person is depraved or something, of something, or is perverse, And it's a defect of character, actually, or is a disorder that weighs the person down.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know that he is committing a sin because of this depravity on this of this perversity on his part. He doesn't know that what he did was a sin. So why does it become a sin?
No.
Not knowing what you do does it qualify it to be a sin?
No. Father, can I add something?
Because something's wrong with the sinner. He couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I add something to that, Father?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
This question, for example, of your genetic being, you are inclined to do something because your ancestors or you've inherited it, etc. So, for example, as they say, kung ano yung puno, yun yung bunga, no? Or yung family condition, etc. Can this be used as a justification for a person to? Yeah.
There is one notion that I have to introduce now, and that will be what you call social sin. Social sin is a situation of sinfulness, okay, that characterizes a community, communal life. Now, some people may have been born into it. Yun yung sinasabi nyo kanina, Lando and Ate Ami would somehow have the same same line of thinking about this. Is they are not completely culpable, hindi nila talaga 100% kasalanan, because they are born into a sinful situation, a perverse, depraved situation, where, for example, the law of the jungle is practice that you kill in order to survive. No, you destroy before you get destroyed. The law of lex talionis, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. No, unahan mo na kaysa maunahan ka. Merong ganun, if you are born into that kind of violent surrounding, I would say na dito papasok na ho yung circumstance. No? That's why yung sources of morality would always be there in order for us to judge. No? To see whether this person is completely culpable. Kasi meron tayong iba-ibang level ng culpability nga eh. Pag sinasabing sin is perversity and depravity, a defect of character, it's because you have been formed into it. It's not your sin. It's not your fault. You have been trained by your ancestors that the law to survive is lex talionis. You take revenge. Pumatay ka bago ka patayin. Something like that. No? Ngayon, genetically, hindi siguro. Hindi siguro tayo, walang predisposition towards sinfulness eh, na it's in your blood, a criminal blood. Wala, I don't believe in that. Na yung tatay niyan ay criminal, kaya yan naging criminal. I would rather say na nabuhay siya sa surrounding na ganun. Yes, he is born into that kind of surrounding. No? He is raised in that kind of surrounding. Kaya nasundan niya kung ano yung ginagawa ng mga nauna sa kanya. But of course, we always say, pwede mong baguhin yung course ng buhay mo. Pwede mong baguhin yung present mo. You can change that. You have the freedom to change that. Wala, no person is doomed to that kind of corruption. No? No person is doomed to perversity all his life. Did I answer your question?
Oh, Father. Oh.
Kaya, Lando, and I mean everybody, ang aking laging sinasabi sa inyo, babalik at babalikan nyo yung sources of morality. Object, intention, circumstances. Huwag nyong kalilimutan yon. No? Kahit anong notions ang marinig ninyo, kahit laging papasok, ang lagi namang itinatanong ng mga tao, kasalanan ba to, kasalanan ba yan? Itatanong lang talaga nila, culpable ba ako? Kasi madalas alam nila na kasalanan nila eh. Alam naman kasalanan, kaya nga lang, siguro kaya nagtatanong lang, kasalanan ko ba? Because gusto niya na paliwanagan nyo. They want you to explain to them how guilty they are. But they know they have committed something wrong. You just have to name it. Name their sin. Some people cannot even name their sins. Some people cannot tell what they have committed. They would say, I have committed something wrong. They say that I have done something evil. But I cannot name it. I will tell you in the confession, you will meet people who cannot name their sins. Not because they want to avoid naming them, but they don't really know what their sins are. Number two, they have that kind of intuition that they have done something wrong, but the guilt sets in, and that's a very good indication. Yung sinasabi na sense of sin dito sa CC, yeah. Sa CFC,
yeah.
763.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
763 mm-hmm. And the following, yeah. No? Yung sense of sin. Yun ang napaka, yun ang nawala na sinasabi ni Pope Pius XII. The sin of the century is the loss of the sense of sin, CFC 770, and this was reiterated by Paul VI. That will be the greatest tragedy, sabi niya, that people did, the tragedy of sin is not that people have committed sin. The tragedy is that people have committed sin and they don't have that sense that they have committed the sin. Tapos, papasok yung, ano ba yung intention mo? That's why you would have to guide people. So, dito papasok po mga kapatid, that's why we are studying M-Code. So, you will not only be a teacher to your brothers and sisters there. You will not only be a leader, no, in worship, but you will be a guide. You will tell them, you will guide them through it. Not because you are more righteous, not because you are more virtuous, of course not. Hindi naman tayo ganoon. You are not trained to it. Self-righteousness, pag sinasabing, pag ginagawa mo ikaw ang criterion ng lahat ng morality, hindi ikaw yun. Kundi, you want to guide people through examining their conscience, to examining the morality of their act. Kaya huwag niyong kalimutan yung tatlo.
Okay. Father, can I take it on a personal basis? Let's say nag examination of conscience ako. Tapos there is something that I think I committed as a sin. Something that I think I committed. But then I try to humanly justify it. Ano bang naging intention ko? Mitigating ba or whatever?
The word, so, at the end, you use the word to justify. It means you have already the intention to cover it up.
Human as I am, Father, I cannot really determine was it right, was it wrong.
But don't justify it.
I am kasi, not in a position, to, let's say, to say, is it right or is it wrong? Was my intention right? Was my intention wrong? Kasi there is such human tendency ng a father to protect
himself. Siguro, you have mentioned that already. If you want an honest to goodness examination, do not give any excuse yet or justification to what you have committed. Otherwise, you will have a lopsided judgment about your actions. The first thing to do is to lay the cards on the table. In front of you, in front of God. Okay? And then, do not make any excuse or any justification kasi naman, Lord, I did this because even in confession, you are not required to give the justification or the excuse. When you go to confession, you just have to state, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. I have missed the Mass 4 times. You know that missing the Mass intentionally is a sin. But you miss the sin because, Father, I'm sick. Then it's not a sin. Why will you confess it? You see? alam mo lang hindi kasalanan because you are sick. So, ang ano dito, you don't give excuses to your sinful acts. You don't give justification to your sinful act. Because if you want a sincere confession, you would have to lay the cards on the table. Ano yung intention mo? Only you, ikaw lang, you alone know what is your motive for doing these things.
Okay, so kasi I was saying kanina, Father, if I would judge whether I committed a sin or not, the only basis that I could do is my faith and my relationship with God.
If that
the
is
reasons,
your basis,
reasons of my faith and my relationship with God.
That relationship and that faith can be hurt. It can be offended. So, is your action, does your action offend or hurt your relationship? If that is your basis, huh? If your only basis is your relationship with God, then a very good question to ask yourself is, has my action hurt, offend, damage my relationship with God?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So I could use that as my basis of...
Mm-mm. Then, okay. if it hurts your relationship with God, what do you call it? What do you call your action?
Sin.
Of course, you call it sin.
Okay. So, thank you, Pa.
Okay, we have less than a minute. Shall we continue?
Okay. Oh, okay. At 7:30, I have to meet somebody. I think this is the new way of doing it now, no? What do you think, Lando? And
so, Father, after
no?
this, we will reconnect and then that's it, yeah? Kasi wala na.
Uh-oh.
We will reconnect Uh-oh. After this, yeah, guys? Okay.
Can I have another class with you? I mean, I want to do it with you right now. Kasi nga, I'll be honest with you that I cannot do it in October also because it's not advisable for us to travel within the next months.
Yes, Father. We will reconnect after this gets disconnected. Okay.
Oh, sige. Okay.
Bye.